You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
All right, I've got Pastor Joe on the line. Can you hear me, Pastor Joe?
Yes, I can, my brother. I hear you loud and clear.
Always good to see your smiling face. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing quite well. My wife and I just celebrated our 38th wedding anniversary, so we just got back in town on yesterday evening, and so we're doing very well. Doing very well.
Now, listen, this is quite a story because you were married with children and you did not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So you thought you were going to wait till late in life to accept the Lord. But you found yourself in church one day and the whole family went forward and you thought, well, I feel ostracized. Tell the story from the start.
Let's go back to the beginning. Years ago, long before I ever even thought about, serving the Lord, I had seen so much, I guess you would say, church corruption, as far as leadership, folks that were in church that proclaimed to be lovers of God, and I just saw so much backsliding. Now, the first church etiquette that I ever come to know of was backsliding. I watched so many different members within my family, outside of my family, who were churchgoers, but were doing things that did not represent God well. And so I remember at a very young age, probably in my late teens or early 20s, I said within myself that, when I do get saved one day, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be in it for real. And so fast forward, 1992, I was in the military at the time. By the way, I'm a retired military veteran, United States Army.
And Thank you for serving.
We were stationed at a place called Rock Island, Illinois. And at that particular place, my wife, we had a lot of ups and downs. And by this time, we were married 10 years, and a lot of ups and downs, and things just didn't look good going forward in the marriage. And she wanted to do a radical change in our life, in our marriage. And so she turned to the Lord. She gave her life to the Lord in November of 1992. Young man on her job who was a Christian had been witnessing to her and had been inviting her to church and so on and so forth. And he had some young kids at the time as well. Our kids were young at the time, elementary school age. And so how it goes is that she joins this particular church in Davenport, Iowa. And one of the things they had for new members of the church is that they would do like a church, like a welcome dinner. And so we were invited. Of course, the whole family was invited, though my wife was the only one that was actually joining the membership there. And so
I want to ask you this. How long of a period had passed now? How long had she actually known the Lord and had her born again conversion experience?
Well, my wife grew up in the church, so she had some church experience long before she ever met me. It was almost like she was rededicating her life back to the Lord. And so in November of 92 is exactly what she did. She needed a change. And to hear her story, she said that she was praying to the Lord to change me. And the Lord spoke to her and says, I'm going to change him. Don't worry about him. I'm going to start with you first. And so he started with her. And so she gave her life to Christ and heard my daughter, very close. My daughter was quietly saying to my wife, that she wanted to give her life to the Lord as well. And at the time, my daughter was 8 years old, I believe. And my son at the time was six. He was 6 years old.
Let me ask you this. Did you see, I remember a friend of mine got born again before me.
Uh-huh.
And for a year afterwards, you know, I didn't believe in this Jesus business. I was into Eastern religions and stuff. So I didn't believe in Jesus. So I'm looking at him with the corner of my eye for about a year. And I noticed he was a true witness because he had changed. Did you notice a change in your wife? Because you said the Lord told her that
yes.
If you want to change your husband, I'm going to change you first.
Absolutely. The first thing I noticed in her was her countenance had changed, how she carried herself. Those things change. And I noticed it, but I didn't say anything. But I did notice, you know, how she carried herself, how she would respond or not respond in a way that she would have been before she came back to the Lord. And so I noticed a change in her. And going back to my daughter had been quietly talking to my wife about wanting to give her life to the Lord. And so my wife, you know, told me about it. And even though I wasn't saved and I wasn't looking to serve God or anything like that, I wasn't crazy. Though I wasn't saved, I wasn't crazy. You know, anything to do with God, okay, if that's what she wants to do, then by all means, you know, I have no problem with that. And so we ended up, you know, in a church service where I thought it was just going to be a church dinner. I have no idea of anything about church and how they do certain things because I wasn't raised in the church. And so the preacher is preaching, and for the first time ever in my life, I'm listening to a sermon where I'm sitting there and I'm saying, I really get what he's saying. I understand exactly what he's saying. He's making a lot of sense. And it was the first time that preaching of the word of God got really interesting to me. I was never interested in any sermon before when I was in basic training. I only went to church to get out of duty and get out of, you know, barracks duty and those type of things. You know, if you go to church, you don't have to, you know, mop floors and buff floors. And so I would go, you know, to get out of that. But this was the first time in my life where I really thought that and believed that I understood what the preacher was saying, and he spoke to my spirit. And so at this particular service, it was already agreed between me and my wife that my daughter was going to go down an altar call to give her life to the Lord. And so when the altar call came, my daughter gets up and my wife, and they go down to the altar. And it probably was some more folks that was at the altar as well. I don't remember. But here's what I do remember and recall very vividly is that during the altar call, of course, when you know that you're the center in the church, you think everyone else in the church is saved. So I felt like the altar call was being prolonged just for me. And I'm sitting there, and I knew that my daughter was going to go up, and my wife was up there with her. But lo and behold, my six-year-old son, who was asleep laying next to me on the pew, woke up, got up, and was getting ready to pass me. And I stopped him. I said, "Hey, you know," I was like, "Where are you going?" And he looks me directly in my eyes and he says, "I want to be saved too." And I sat. Yeah. Imagine that, right? I sat back in the pew and I'm thinking, where did he get that from? Because this six-year-old kid never mentioned anything about God. You know, and we weren't a church-going family at that time. So I'm like, where did he get that from? And so I sat back, you know, struck with amazement that this six-year-old woke up, had slept through the whole service, and now he's getting up at altar time telling me, his dad, "I want to be saved too." And he walked up to the front of the church to the altar, tugged on my wife's side, and she looked down, and then she looked back at me, and I'm sitting back there with my hands up like, I don't know what's going on. And so this is a real cool story. True story, though. My daughter and my son both accepted Christ at the altar that day.
Wow.
Now, here's the exciting part, Rhett. At this particular church, when you accepted Christ, they didn't waste a lot of time. They took you in the back. They went over, you know, back baptism procedures with you, and they baptized you that same day. And so they were going to the back, and, yeah, and, you know, they ended the altar call, and my wife and my daughter were going to the back, and I was sitting on the edge of the pew next to the wall, and as they were passing by, my son, he waves at me. He don't speak to me. He doesn't say a word. He just waves his hand. But here's what I heard in my heart, in my spirit. I heard, "Bye, Dad, we're going to heaven. If you want to go to hell, you're going to have to now go by yourself." And I'm like, what in the world is going on? I felt like I had lost my whole family. So I'm sitting there, and they're going back to, they're doing their baptism class, yeah, and finally a deacon came. It was a multicultural church, and so this one deacon, he came, he tapped me on the shoulder, he said, "Hey, Mr. Moore," he says, "Little Joe," my son is Joe the Third, named after me and my dad, he says, "Little Joe is he's having some trouble changing his clothes, you know, for baptism." So I'm like, I'm puzzled by that, so I get up and I go to the restroom where he was. And I say, "Hi." I say, are you having trouble getting undressed?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "Damn, that's kind of what I thought, because you take your clothes off and throw them all over your room all day, every day. So I don't know why this would be an issue today." So, then I say, I asked him another question. I say, "Do you understand what you're doing?" He said, "Yes, sir." You know, very confident, very boldly. And I said, "Okay." And then I hear this knock at the door. And it's the same deacon, but this time he has another set of baptism clothes, and he shoves them in the door. And he looks at me and he says, "You might as well get saved and join your family today. And right now, you know, you get baptized, give your life to the Lord, get baptized and be with your family and lead your family." And, you know, of course, I had been through this type of thing before, where people are asking me, you know, "Do I want to give my life to the Lord?" And so, you know, and I was trying, Rhett, so hard to say no and go through my normal spiel. "Not right now, you know, I'm not ready yet, you know, sometime in, you know, in the near future, you know, I do plan on, you know, getting saved and turning my life around one day, but not now." I could get none of those words out.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We, your people, come and desperately to you we run. Called by your great name, with humble hearts we seek your ways.